1L. Listen to the interview twice. During the second listening, answer the questions according to what you hear.
Is the law fair?
As in Finland, many UK schools organise trips to their local courts. Students have the opportunity to observe a trial and talk to the professionals who work there. Here is an extract from a Q&A session UK sixth formers had with a judge at the district court.
So, why did you want to study law?
It's interesting, for a start. You deal with many kinds of cases. And then there's a deeper satisfaction. Law underpins a stable and civilised society. I think the philosopher Hobbes had it right. He said that without a higher authority to resolve disputes, human life would be nasty, brutish and short. Mm. I agree with him.
Yeah, but law doesn't always make a civilised society, does it? What about apartheid in South Africa? Mm. Or women not being allowed to vote in this country, you know, back in the past? Mm. Surely breaking the law was the civilised thing to do. Mm. Those women had to smash windows, burn post boxes and go to prison before they won universal suffrage. All of those things were against the law.
Mm. Yes, there are problems when the people making the laws ignore the majority of the population. If the elite make laws that serve their own interests, then it's natural that people will protest. Mm. And if they can't change things through legal channels, then they'll start using illegal channels. Mm. Yes, at the front, you have a question?
You talked about an elite making laws that serve their interests. Mm. What about big business today? Don't businesses use the law to benefit themselves?
Yeah. Do you have a particular example in mind?
I was thinking about loan companies, for example. Mm-hmm. They encourage vulnerable people to take out payday loans. Yeah. The lenders know that these people are poor and that they'll have problems paying the money back. Mm. Then, when they can't meet the payments, these companies take them to court. Mm. How do you feel about judging cases like that? Mm.
Unfortunately, it's not my job to decide the law. My job is to apply the law. The laws are made in Parliament, and if you want to change them, then you need to lobby your MP. But you have picked out a problem with democracies. The laws we pass are usually what the majority want. That means minorities often get a raw deal.
Mm, that's true.
James Madison, one of America's founding fathers, called it the tyranny of the majority.
So what do you do when you can see a law is unfair?
The law is the law. I have to apply it. If every judge started to decide what was fair, people would soon start complaining that justice was unequal. In one judge's court, someone caught speeding would lose their car. And in another, they'd be let off with a warning. It would get very messy. Yeah. At the back.
The burglary case we saw today.
Mm.
Both of the defendants were unemployed. Both had left school at 16. And one of them had grown up in a foster home. Is it fair they're both facing a jail sentence? You know, when you consider the lack of chances they've had in life.
Mm. Well, they both chose to behave in a criminal manner. And there are consequences.
But aren't people who have nothing to lose more likely to make criminal choices?
Yeah, I think so.
Or if they don't have money or good role models. I mean, how many middle-class children do you see in the dock?
Not many, I grant you. Mm. Yes, it might seem unfair, but the law no longer works if you start taking every criminal's childhood into account. You have to work on the assumption that we all have choices, and a criminal act is a choice.
Mm.
A question over there.
Why do so many people hate lawyers?
Hating lawyers is nothing new. You can even see it in Shakespeare's day. In his play Henry VI, he writes, "The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers." I suppose the main problem is that people have contact with lawyers when they're going through difficult times, so few people have good memories of them. Mm. Plus, they're often expensive.
Yes.
But it's worth remembering that many lawyers have achieved great things. You mentioned apartheid earlier.
Mm.
Well, Nelson Mandela was a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And he helped end that system. So maybe we should think more kindly of lawyers.